You've probably forgotten what I preached last week already.
大家是不是已经忘记了牧师上周的讲道内容呢？还记得吗？
Last week was change begins with forgiveness.
那是上周的主题是我们的一切的改变呢，是由我们的饶恕开始的。
You know, my life, your life has changed when we ask Jesus to forgive of our sins.
当我们开始求主耶稣来赦免我们的罪过的时候，我们的生命就开始发生改变。
Isn't it great when we repent of our sins, God forgives us?
当我们来承认我们的罪的时候，神就赦免我们的过犯。
And then it begins a whole chain of change.
然后开始我们生命一系列的改变。
Last week I also talked about our decision to change, decision to forgive is a mustard seed.
上周我也讲到说，我们做这个决定来饶恕，就好像一个芥菜种。
It is that decision is the least of the faith you can have.
那么这个决定其实是我们要求我们极小的一个信心。
And so we have to forgive our enemies.
我们要原谅我们的仇敌。
We have to forgive those that we are bitter and we hate.
我们要原谅那些让我们有可能受伤害，让我们苦毒或者冒犯我们的人。
Even though it seems impossible, it is a decision that we can make.
所以有的时候看上去饶恕这件事很难做到，但是是我们要做的一个决定。
When we sow the seed of forgiveness, God will begin the process.
当我们撒下这颗这个饶恕的种子的时候，神会开始有所作为。
And the faith to allow us to let go.
那么神会赐给我们这样的信心，会放手一切。
Do you know, today I want to talk about the number one person that you need to forgive.
今天我跟大家分享的是我们第一个最重要的要原谅的人。
Do you know who's the number one person you need to forgive?
我们需要原谅的最重要的一个人，第一位是谁呢？
It's yourself.
是我们自己。
Many of us are unhappy because we cannot forgive ourselves.
很多时候我们不开心，是因为我们不能自己原谅自己。
Is anyone on the computer today? Nobody there. Okay, hallelujah. I thought it was the Holy Spirit was doing it. Hallelujah. Anyway, Peter's near enough, the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And forgiving yourself is to set yourself free.
原谅我们自己其实是释放我们自己的一个过程。
It's to let go of the past.
让我们忘记过往的事。
There are hurts.
那些伤害。
There are regrets.
那些遗憾。
There are some poor decisions that we've made in life.
或者我们在生命当中所做的一些错误的决定。
Failed marriages.
我们婚姻的失败。
You didn't do so well in your education.
或者我们在学业当中没有做得这么好。
In your business.
或者在我们的生意上。
Things that other people have said.
或者是关乎别人所说关乎你的事情。
Sins that we have committed.
或者我们自己犯的罪。
And many, many more.
或者还有很多的很多。
Things that keep haunting us.
那些一直在我们头脑中环绕的事情
that keep showing up in our dreams,
总是在我们的梦中出现的事情
we have to let go.
我们必须要放下
Amen. And the person that we need to forgive is ourselves.
我们需要原谅的是我们自己
See, whether we are a Christian or non-Christian,
所以不管我们作为基督徒还是非信徒
all that I've mentioned, things that hold us back applies to us.
其实我刚才讲的那些东西都是可以应用在我们每个生命当中的。
As a Christian, we are no different from anyone else in the world.
作为基督徒，我们跟那所有在世上活着那非信徒没有两样。
Except,
除了一点
we have a God that can help us to forgive.
我们有一位神，他可以帮助我们来原谅。
We have a God that can forgive us.
我们有一位能饶恕我们的神。
And in Christ,
在基督耶稣里面
we have the power to forgive.
我们也有能力来饶恕别人。
Amen.Even when on the outside is not possible, where you feel you can't do it.
可能看在外在的一些环境，我们感觉我们做不到去原
谅。You know, you may have committed a crime and you're in jail. No matter how much forgiveness you forgive yourself, you're still going to be in jail.
就好像如果你因为犯罪被打入监狱里面，不管你怎么原谅自己，你还是要面对这个刑罚。
No matter what you do, if you made a mistake and you married the wrong person, you're still going to be married to that person.
所以就算如果你做了一些错误的决定你嫁或娶了一个错误的人但是你仍然要在这个错误的婚姻当中
But you have a choice.
但是今天你有一个选择
Like Paul when he was in prison.
就像保罗在监狱里的时候
He can be free on the inside.
他的里面是充满自由的
He can be happy.
它里面是喜乐的。
Despite outside, nothing has changed.
尽管外在的环境没有改变。
But how you see your circumstance will change.
但是我们看待我们环境的眼光发生改变了。
You must begin by forgiving yourself.
我们这个改变要从我们开始，原谅自己啊，开始。
Amen. Yes, you may not have made the right choice. Yes, you may have made the wrong decision. But you can forgive yourself for that.
是的，你可能没有做一个正确决定，或者你做了一个错误的决定，但是你可以原谅你自己。
God does not want us to live in regret.
神不想让我们活在遗憾当中。
Because what has happened in the past, you can never change.
因为过去发生的事情，你无法改变了。
Yesterday, you cannot change.
昨天发生的事情，你不能改变。
But what you can do is not allow your history to become your future history.
你能做的就是不是让过往历史成为将来的事情。
Amen. History is history.
历史就是历史，已经过去了。
But don't let the history become your future.
但是不要让历史重演，成为你的未来。
You can change your future.
你可以改变你的未来。
By decision that you make today.
靠着你今天所做的一个决定。
And the first decision is I forgive myself.
第一个决定就是我要原谅我自己。
I'm all right.
我好的。
I have a future.
我在基督里面有一个未来。
Because God is with me.
因为神与我同在。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is a burden that all of us have.
这可能是我们每个人心里的有一个负担。
All of us have regrets.
我们每个人都有各种各样
的遗憾。We said the wrong thing, we done the wrong thing, we made bad decisions.
我们说错的事情，做错的决定，我们做了很多不好的事情。
But it is God's desire to set you free from that burden.
但是是神的心意，要让我们从这样的心理负担当中释放我们自己。
God wants to take that burden away from you.
神要把我们心中这个负担拿走。
It is the hardest thing to do.
这是一件很困难的事情。
That's why God, you need God to do it for you.
所以我们需要神的帮助来为我们做这个。
Today, you need to make that decision.
今天我们还是需要做一个决定。
Sow the seed of faith.
我们要撒这个信心的种子。
Let's look at a story in the Bible about Joseph and his brothers.
那我们看圣经里面关于约瑟和他的弟兄的故事。
This story everybody knows well in Genesis.
那么在创世纪这个故事大家都熟知。
Joseph had two dreams.
约瑟呢有做了两个梦。
He dreamt himself of greatness.
是关乎他自己何等的尊荣。
And even his father knew the dream was about his family bowing to his greatness.
尽管他的父亲知道这个梦，都知道是他的家人们会向约瑟跪拜。
And out of jealousy and out of hate,
但出于嫉妒和仇恨的心。
His older brothers sold Joseph to Egypt as slave.
他的哥哥们呢，把约瑟卖到埃及为奴。
They expected that Joseph would never come back alive.
他们期望约瑟再也不要活着回来了。
And his father Jacob thought he died.
他的哥那个约瑟的爸爸呢，以为他已经死了。
So for years, the father lived in grief and in pain.
所以很多很多年，约瑟的爸爸活在哀痛和悲伤当中。
And the brothers lived in guilt.
那么他的哥哥们呢，也活在极大的懊悔当中。
They lived in guilt because they saw how painful it was for their father.
因为他们看到他们的老父亲的这种悲痛，他们自己也很内疚。
Many times we find ourselves in similar situations. So what can we do?
很多时候我们可能处在这种类似的光景当中，我们应该怎么去做呢？
And so here's a family, a big family, is living in a tragedy. There's a tragic because Joseph was the first son of his beloved wife Rachel.
所以就是这个我们看到这个大家庭，他们都活在这种悲剧当中，是因为约瑟的爸爸，他失去了他的爱子。
But the story tells us that although it's the end for us,
可能这个环境对于我们来说好像就是这个一切的结局了。
But God is incredible.
但是我们的神却是如此奇妙的神。
He can turn things around.
他可能把那个环境翻转过来。
It shows that within our sins,
就让我们看到尽管在我们的过犯当中。
Even though the brothers have committed such a crime,
尽管约瑟的哥哥他们做了一件这么大一件错事
that God planned the future with their mistakes.
但是神却用他们犯的错误来有一个伟大的计划。
You see, God called you to do what you're doing now. God called me to do what I do, knowing my mistakes.
所以就好像如今神呼召你我来做我们现在做的事情，是神已经预料到了我们可能会犯的错误。
So whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, God knows.
所以不管我们现在处于怎样的一个光景当中，神都知道。
And his plan for your life already knows that will happen. And because of his plan, it will be a plan of victory. You will not be defeated. Our mistakes of the past will not destroy our lives, will not defeat us. Because the Bible is full of stories like this. Amen? And that's why he is God and we are not. He can do all things. Don't look at God as a human. He is God. He is holy. Holy means there is no other God like him. Holy means he is set apart. Nobody is the same as him. If there is another God in this world, then God cannot be sovereign. God cannot be holy.
He is
all-powerful. And today, he is on the throne. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is our Savior.
耶稣是我们的救主,
and he's on the throne.
他也是坐在宝座上,
and there is nobody like him.
没有人与他相比,
Amen.
Amen.
And yet he loves us.
而且这位神如此爱我们,
Amen. Let's read in chapter 50, verse 15 to 16. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this command before he died."
这里创世纪的50章15到16节说，约瑟的哥哥们见父亲死了，见父亲死了就说，也许约瑟仍然怀恨我们，会照我们从前待他一切的恶来重重的报复我们。他们就传口信给约瑟说，你父亲未死之前曾吩咐说。
Now here, the because of the famine, the brothers had to go to Egypt.
这个故事的背景是因为当时在迦南发生了饥荒，他们必须要去埃及买粮。
But years has gone by.
但是过去很多年,
Joseph, instead of dying, he was raised up by Pharaoh to be prime minister of Egypt.
所以对于约瑟，他没有死去，反而被法老培养起来成为埃及的首相。
And when the brothers came to Egypt, they could not believe that his brother, who they sold as a slave, became number two in the country.
所以当约瑟的哥哥他们去埃及买粮的时候，他们完全想不到，曾经他们被卖到埃及为奴的弟弟，居然成为埃及的第二个要位的人选。
Because God was working on another plan.
因为神按照他的计划发生了。
Amen. Whether we make mistakes or not, God is working on a plan beyond your life.
所以不管我们人是有没有犯错，但是神会按照他的计划在我们生命中有所作为。
You see, my life is part of this church. Our church is part of the church, the bigger church.
所以我的生命可能属于这个ACC我们的教会，但是这个ACC教会可能属于更大的一个神的计划当中。
Each one of us are relevant to God's plan.
我们每个人都跟神的这个伟大的计划有相连的。
Amen? Amen. Only God can put this thing together.
只有神把每一个事情都联系在一起。
While they sold Joseph to Egypt, God was raising Joseph up as a prime minister in order to save Israel.
所以当时他们的哥哥把约瑟卖到埃及，但是神却把约瑟扶持成为宰相的地位，是为了预备他们在饥荒的时候可以拯救以色列百姓。
Because it was God's plan to raise up a nation from within Egypt.
是神的计划，在埃及当中要兴起一个国度。
But then, his brothers, not understanding what God is doing,
但是他的哥哥们并不知道神的计划是什么。
Filled with guilt,
他们充满了内疚和懊悔。
Fear that his brother would kill them.
他们恐惧他们的弟弟会报复他们。
Now that their father Jacob has passed away,
因为这个时候他们的老父亲已经过世了。
So here in this verse, they were fearful for their lives and for their children.
所以这个时候，这个经文就描述他们当时极度的恐惧，为他们和他们家人的生命而恐惧。They
were expecting that Joseph would take his revenge.
因为他们觉得他的弟弟约瑟会来报复他们。Amen.
Most people would think that's what everybody wants.
因为可能很多人都会想象这样一个结局。
You see, the thing is, they did not understand that Joseph has already forgiven them.
但是那个时候他们还没有根本没有想到他们的弟弟约瑟已经原谅了他们。
Amen. Joseph has the right to take his revenge.
因为对于约瑟他要报复他们也是很正常的一件事情。
We have a right to take revenge.
我们可能有权利去报复。
But the brothers did not realize Joseph, although he suffered, he forgave his brother already.
但是他们没有想到的是，虽然约瑟他经历了很多的苦难，但是他已经原谅了他的哥哥们。
But then the brothers were fearful, not knowing that.
所以因为他的哥哥不知道这个缘由，他们就心里很惧怕。
And so they made up some kind of excuse.
所以他们就编造一些借口。
Listen, Joseph.
他说：“听了约瑟。
”This is what our father said that you should do.
他说：“这是我爸爸在过世以前所吩咐你说的话。
”Okay, the Bible did not say whether his father said it or not.
但是圣经没有告诉我是不是他爸爸的原话。
So verse 17 says, Joseph, he said, please forgive the This is supposed to be his Jacob saying, supposed to be their father saying, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin.Because they did evil to you, and now please forgive the transgression of the servant of God or your father. Joseph wept when they spoke to him.
十七节这里其实应该是老父亲讲的话。他说：“你们要对约瑟这样说：从前你哥哥们恶待你，你要饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶。现在求你饶恕你父亲的神之仆人们的过犯。”他们对约瑟说了这话，约瑟就哭了。
See, Joseph suffered for many, many years.
约瑟为了这些事情，他真的是很多年都经历很大的痛
苦。Notice the very last phrase, Joseph wept when they spoke to him.
当约瑟听了这些他们哥哥说的这番话，他哭了。
That's what happens when God takes you through a process.
这就是当神带领我们经历一个过程的时候。
Joseph began with revenge.
约瑟他当时是很想报复他哥哥们。
Injustice.
他觉得不公义
It's not fair.
是非常不公平的
I shouldn't be like this.
为什么要经历这样的事情
My life is miserable because of that person.
我的生命如此糟糕就是因为某某某对我做的事情
Amen. Sometimes our life is in a mess because somebody did something to us.
但是我们觉得我们的生命支离破碎是因为某人对我们做了一些事情
And so Joseph began at that place where like all of us,Where we need to, where all we can think of is so unfair. I need to bring justice. I need revenge.
所以约瑟可能跟我们很多人都会有相同的心境，就是说，可能当时都对哥哥很仇恨，以致想有报复的那种心态。
You see, if Joseph succeeded his revenge, then Israel would have not survived.
如果当初约瑟他报复得逞的话，那么以后的计划都不会发生。
But God took Joseph through a process.
但是神却带领约瑟经历一个过程。
Amen. You and I are going through a process.
你和我今天可能也正在经历这个过程。
Do you remember when in the beginning of the year I said when God takes you through a process, it's not linear, it's not A B C D.
我记得在年初跟大家分享，当神带领我们经历一些过程的时候，并不是这么直接说 A B C D 这样步骤一步步来的。
Amen.And neither is it going around in a circle.
或者也不是说是好像绕圆圈一直绕一直绕。
How do you know you are going around in a circle?
你如何知道你是在绕圈圈呢
？Because you're always going to kick the same stone.
就是你每次会遇到相同的问题。
You're going to always trip up on the same spot.
你总是在同样的问题上面绊倒。
People make the same mistake.
我们总是犯同样的错误。
Same problem.
遇到同样的问题。
Amen. They keep trying to change their jobs.
他们总是 不断地换工作
It's the same boss
但是换汤不换药同样的老板
with a different face
只是面容不同但是性质都一样的
Life does not change
好像生活并没有改
变 You go round and round and round in a circle
所以生活只是在不断的循环当中
We're pointless
觉得非常没有目的
Neither are you going from A, B, C, D like that
也不是说我们从 A, B, C, D 这样子一步步下来
God will want you to see things differently each time when you look at your problem.
因为神想我们每一次看到我们的问题的时候，会有产生新的视角。
So God's process is like a spiral going up.
因为神给我们经历的这个过程，好像一个旋转的。
You feel like you're walking in a circle, but you're not. You're not kicking the same stone.
你感觉你好像在原地踏，好像绕圈走，但是其实你在不断的往上走。
But you're going up. Each time when you go up, you go back to the same issue, but you're looking at it differently, differently, differently.
每次你绕圈往上行走的时候, 你会碰到相同的问题, 但是你的视角发生改变了。
And remember I said, God takes you through a process in order to prepare you for the crisis.
神, 我跟大家分享说, 神的预,让我们经历一个过程, 是为了预备我们经历将要发生的一些危机。
And remember, I defined the crisis as being two scenarios.
我当时跟大家形容这个危机是两个情况。
One, as the word crisis means, where there's trouble.
好像这个危机可能就是字面的意思, 就是遇到困难。
Or, it could be an event, an encounter with God that will change your life.
或者是一个与神相遇会彻底改变你生命的机会。
Amen? So crisis could be when you encounter God and you go, whoa, and you change.
或者一个与神相遇的机会,你见到遇见神,然后你生命发生改变。
Or crisis could be God's preparing you for a hard storm.
或者一种危机感是神预备我们来经历将要发生的困难。
God is taking you through the process.
不管是怎样的那种情况,神都是让我们经历这个过程。
And so Joseph went from pit to as a servant in Potiphar's house and then back to jail.
所以, 约瑟呢, 他是被卖到, 从那个坑里面, 去到了, 彼得法, 那个, Potiphar的那个家里面做仆人。
And then to jail.
然后呢, 被打到监里。
Each time is going up.
他每次其实是往上走。
Very similar event.
非常相似的一种光景。
But each time he's learning.
但每次他都学到不同的功课。
And that's what God is doing to us.
这也是神在教导我们的。
God was preparing Joseph for a crisis.
耶, 神在预备约瑟面对这个苦难。
What was that crisis?
面对这个苦难。
To meet with Pharaoh.
这个危机就是他要与这个, 法老相遇。
To interpret a dream.
他要为法老来翻译这个梦。
And that changed his life.
因为这个事件改变了他的生命。
And throughout the process,
在这个过程当中,
somewhere along the line,
在某个过程当中,
Joseph could see, now see the hand of God.
约瑟开始能见到神的计划。
Somewhere along the line, he's already forgiven his brothers.
在这个过程当中, 他已经开始来原谅他的哥哥们。
But his brothers are not, does not know that forgiveness.
但是他的哥哥并不知道约瑟已经做了原谅。
Just like you and me, we don't know that we have been forgiven.
就好像你和我们的时候，我不知道我们已经被原谅了。
Amen. We can tell people that Jesus has forgiven you, but we don't tell ourselves.
我们可能常常对别人说耶稣原谅饶恕你，但是我们没有对自己这样说。
We made the mistakes.
是的，我们会犯错。
But God has forgiven us.
但是神已经原谅了我们。
And we got to tell ourselves, I am forgiven.
我们要自己告诉自己，我已经被原谅了，被饶恕了。
The brothers do not know that they're being forgiven.
就好像这些哥哥们，他们不知道自己已经被他的弟弟约瑟原谅。
They're like us. We don't know we're being forgiven.
就好像很多时候我们自己不知道我们已经被主原谅了。
And yet we carry years and years of burden.
所以我们带着多年以来的沉重的负担在我们的心里。
But we need to hear the voice of God. We need to tell ourselves.
我们需要听到神的声音，我们需要告诉我们自己这个事实。
That we've been forgiven.
就是我们被原谅，被饶恕了。
Amen. We read in verse 7. So we read in verse 18. His brothers came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for I am, am I in the place of God?"
这里, 十八节讲, 他的哥哥们又来伏伏在他面前说, 看哪, 我们是你的奴隶。 约瑟对他们说, 不要怕, 我岂能代替神呢?
You see, years ago, Joseph had exactly this dream where he saw a vision of his family falling down on their knees before him.
所以其实很多年前神就给约瑟这样一个异梦, 见到他的家人, 向他跪拜。
At that time, as a young man, he saw that as pride.
在那个时候, 约瑟还年轻的时候, 他看到这个梦, 他里面充满了傲慢。
God called me into a ministry. You feel, yes.
好像是神要呼召我进入一个施工, 好像,
Hallelujah.
感觉, 好像很,
yeah.
感觉很好。
And then you feel proud.
然后非常的, 骄傲。
You see, no one knew. Joseph never knew. When he saw that vision, it was a vision of mercy.
但是其实当约瑟没有意识到, 当时这个异梦其实是神的一个怜悯。
It was not pride, it was mercy.
并不是来自里面的一个骄傲, 而是一个怜悯。
Amen. Joseph was Joseph had to exercise mercy, not pride.
所以在这个梦这个行为当中，约瑟不是表达一种傲慢，而是一种怜悯。
God may call you to be a pastor, call you into whatever ministry, call you to be a businessman. Remember, this is nothing to do with pride. It is to do with mercy.
所以当神呼召我们，不管做牧师也好，不做不同的职事，或者做生意也好，并不是来彰显我们自己，而是一种怜悯的彰显。
Amen. I always told God when I was young, God, I want to be a 老板。Yeah.
当我年轻的时候，常常对神说啊，神说我想成为老板。
But that was pride.
那个是因为我里面的骄傲。
But if God really made me as a 老板 today, right? It means I will show mercy to my employees because they need their families, their livelihood is to do with you.
所以其实如果今天真的神让我做了公司的老板，反而是让我自己谦卑自己，要施怜悯对我的员工，
对他们的家人。You are showing them mercy.
你要以怜悯之心来带他们。
That's why if God call you to in business, see yourself as somebody who's carrying God's mercy.
所以当神呼召我们进入到生意当中、职场当中，是让我们带承载神的怜悯来触摸灵魂。
Amen. Hallelujah. Don't just think about yourself being rich, but think about yourself somebody that God can use to show mercy.
所以不光只是想到说神祝福我们自己富足了，而是想说神使用我们这样的器皿来怜悯恩待更多的人。
And so the brothers were bowing down. Joseph was standing there. He was weeping because it was a point where he needed to show mercy.
所以当他的哥哥跪拜他的夫妇在他面前，然后约瑟也在哭泣的时候，其实这个画面告诉我们的是约瑟要有怜悯之心来带他的哥哥们。
But every one of them were fearful and in guilt.
他们的哥哥们都怀着满是很内疚的心伏
在
面前的时候。
Bound by unforgiveness.
他们
they were bound by guilt.
他们被自己的这种内疚感苦苦的捆绑了这么多年。
So Joseph had to set them free.
所以约瑟要亲自来释放他们。
But today we need to set ourselves free.
就像今天我们要释放我们自己。
You see, in verse 20, he said, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good."To bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today.
二十节，从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要使许多百姓得以存活，成就今日的光景。
Amen.
Amen.
You see, when he explained that to his brothers, the chains fell off.
当他把这个情况解释跟他哥哥们听的时候，那个枷锁就被打破了。
The chains fell off.
那个枷锁被打破了。
God may make you successful.
可能神让我们在世上很成功。
But it is God's way of showing mercy to those people who work for you.
其实可能神想借着我们，像对那些为我们打工的人来施怜悯。
So that through you, God can bless them.
所以神借着我们的生命，可以祝福到更多的人。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, all of us, no matter whether you are in a job or in a business or in ministry, whatever you're doing, even you as a teacher,God can use you to impart mercy.
所以不管我们现在处于怎么样的职位，在职场上，在工作上，在生意上，在施工里面，或者甚至你是老师，神可以用着你这样的器皿来把怜悯带给更多人。
Through your hard work, through your love, people are touched by God.
借着你勤劳的工作，借着因为你的爱，神会借着你来触摸很多人。
And I tell you, many people, they carry so much guilt because especially when you're not successful,You're saying, have I sinned? Is my ancestor the one who sinned? You find all kinds of excuses. Why is my life stuck?
很多当我们的生命被困惑的时候，当我们生活很不成功的时候，我们会找各样的理由，我们里面的愧疚感极重，觉得是我们自己犯罪了，还是我们的祖先犯罪了，导致这样的光景呢？
Today we need to say ourselves, it is not because of anything.It's because you don't realize that you have been forgiven.
今天我们要把自己释放，让我们不是因为任何的原因，因为我们要意识到我们没有让我们自己得饶恕。
When we know we are totally accepted by God,
当我们知道我们是被神完全的接纳的时候
，then we are opening the door for God to change things.
我们就为神打开这扇门来改变我们。
Amen. Every day when we look into the mirror, are we looking at a friend or are we looking at an enemy?
每天当我们在照镜子的时候，镜子里面的那个人是我们的朋友呢，还是我们的仇敌呢？
Amen. So many young people today, when they look into the mirror, they are looking at an enemy.
很多年轻人当他们看待自己的时候，就好像看待仇敌一样。
Because that's exactly what the devil is trying to do.
这也是仇敌想要的成就的计划。
So we must understand this.
我们必须要明白这点。
I have been forgiven.
就是我们被饶恕了。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Stick it on your mirror.
贴张纸放在你的镜子上面。
Every day when you wake up, I am forgiven.
每天早上当你照镜子的时候，看到说我已经被原谅了。
Amen. I have been forgiven.
我已经被饶恕了。
Hallelujah. When I first got saved, I was so proud of being a Christian.
当我刚刚初初得救的时候，我很引以为荣。
In my first week, I went back to school and I shouted in the sixth form, "I'm a Christian."
那么我当时信了主，回到校园以后做第一件事情，我就大声的对别人说：“啊，我是基督徒了。
”And everybody turned around and said, "What's wrong with him?"
然后很多人都很奇
怪。I'm a Christian.
大家都很惊讶的眼光看着我。
Today we shout, I am forgiven.
今天我们大声的宣告说我们被原谅被饶恕了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's have some confidence in God.
让我们对我们的神是满怀信心的。
You see, 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 34 says, it is a psalm of David in Chronicles.
那么在
Is one of the songs of David in Chronicles.
那么这里历代记这里说是大卫在历代之这个书信当中写的大卫的诗篇。
He says this, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever.
这里是说历代志上16章34节讲，你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
You see, the secret to David's success in life is that he knows God is good.
今天我们在生命当中成功的是因为有知道我们的神是活着的神。
He knows God is love.
因为他知道神是爱。
You see,God is good not because he does good things.
神是善并不是说他做好事善事。
God is good because his nature is good.
神说他本为善是因为神的本性就是善。
Different from human nature.
是跟我们人的本性是完全不同
的。God's nature is good.
神的他的本性他的神性就是善。
Our human nature is sinful.
我们人的本性是恶是罪。
Amen? That's why you cannot say,She is a good person.
所以我们不要称呼说哦，她是一个好人。
Because Jesus said nobody is good.
因为主说没有一个人是善的。
Only God is good.
除了神以外，没有一个人是善的。
So you need to see yourself as I am not a good person, but I'm forgiven.
所以我们要正确的看待我们自己，说我们不是一个好人，但是我们是被饶恕、被原谅的。
Because if you're a good person, then you don't need forgiveness.
如果你觉得自己是善的，那你就不需要原谅啦。
That's why this is wrong for people to say people are basically good. No, people are basically sinful.
所以很多人说哦，人本善，但是其实人是罪性的。
Amen. If you do not believe me, look at the babies, look at the toddlers.
所以如果你不相信我的话那你看看那些婴孩那些年幼的孩子就知道了。
Well, as soon as they're born, their mission is to wreck the house, cry, control you.
所以婴孩刚刚出生他们的目的就是要操控整个全家人都围着他们转。
That's why the baby is the biggest controller.
所以那个婴孩都是很会的掌控者。
Don't move, doesn't cook, doesn't go to work, doesn't do anything. It feed.Everybody attention, no one can have any sleep.
所以他们需要做的不需要做任何的事情，他们只要一哭，他们就可以把所有人都吸引过来。
Go around, knock everything down, break everything, and smile.
他们好像很可爱的样子，到处把东西打碎、推倒了、弄乱了，笑一笑也不会被挨骂。
What does it tell you?
是看到这样的情况，告诉我们一个什么呢？
We are born because we need saving.
就是我们一出生，我们就需要。
It's unnatural when a baby is born, goes and cook, wipe the place, hoover the place, yeah.
所以就很是非常不正常。如果一个婴孩出生的时候，他就会做各样的家务事，就很听话的样子。
But God, He is good.
但是唯有我们的神，他是善。
In other words, He cannot do evil things.
就是我们的神里面没有任何的恶，他不会做任何的恶事。
Even though what we think is evil, when you read the Bible, is not.You look at it, that God is doing something that is just.
所以很多时候在我们人看来好像是恶的事情，但是如果在圣经当中仔细读的话，是神在施行公义。
When God is doing something just, he's doing something good.
神如果是做的是公义的事情，那么也是好的，善的。
That's why we need. That's why God is encouraging us to do good things.
所以神鼓励我们做善事。
Not try and worry about am I good.
并不是在乎说我们是不是所谓的好人。
Amen? Today in the social media, are you good or not good?
所以现在社交媒体很多事会给我们贴标签，你是好人还是不好呢？
That person is good, that person is bad. Everybody's judging each other.
我们彼此互相的论断，说你是好人，我不是好人。
The answer is we are all bad.
其实答案都是我们没有一个善人。
Fall short of the glory of God, we need saving.
我们没有一人一个都没有，因为我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
But once we're saved,
但是当我们得救的时候
，Don't worry about whether you're good or not good.
不要再担心你是好的还是不好。
You do good things.
因为我们已经被得救，然后我们做善事。
Amen. Do things that are right.
我们做在神眼中看为义的事。
That's what counts.
这才是算为我们的义。
Don't judge people whether good or not good.
不要以好人还是坏人来论断别人。
Let's pay attention and in doing good things.
让我们持专注来做讨神喜悦的事。
But God, on the other hand, He can't do anything bad because He's good.
所以神的，因为神性是善的，他不能做任何的恶事。
God is kind.
神是良善的神。
He's kind.
他是蛮有，他是良善的。
Sometimes when we see things that we've done, we really deserve something not so good.
那时候看我们自己做的事情，我们都觉得啊，罪有应得。
But God is just kind.
但是我们的神是良善的神。
I remember spending hours and hours, days and days praying because I just could not go.Get over this injustice in my heart.
我记得我以前花很长很长的时间不断的祷告祷告，就是我觉得我不能处理我里面的觉得好像很不公义的那个心态。
I said, Lord, I know I made the decision to forgive my enemies.
我说主啊，虽然我做了个决定，我知道我去原谅我的仇敌。
It's been a long time.
但是已经很长段时间了。
I still feel really, really bad. I feel really angry.
但是我还是里面感觉很糟糕，我觉得还是很恼怒，他们很生气。
I said, Lord,
我说主啊
，Why are you so silent?
为什么你如此的静默
？Say something.
主啊，你对我说点话。
So I begin telling, say something, Lord.
我说主啊，你说点话啊。
And you go from 主啊，说跟我说话啦。
So Lord, speak to me.
Say something, Lord.
主啊，你到底对我说点什么
？I went on and on and said, "Say something, Lord."
然后我不断的跟神祈求，神，你对我说点什么
？Tell me that I yes, the whole time, Lee.
我说 ，Oh, you poor guy.
I want God to have.
我觉得啊，你真的还好。
Oh, you're really poor. I said, Lord, you. I expected God, right, to show me some sympathy.
我觉得我很期待神对我，其实就是安慰我，来感同身受我。
Now, how do you know God speaks to you?
你如何知道神对你说话呢
？God never wastes any words.
神不会多说一句话。
That's why I don't believe in a lot of people who say I hear from God, right? Because they're long pages of things.
很多人他们说他们听到神的话，神对他们说话，让他们说了很多很多东西。
You can have a revelation about something, but when God speaks, it's He does not speak more than a sentence most of the time.
就是你可能会从神里面有启示，但是很多时候，当你真的神对你说话，他的言语是很精简的。
So after many hours of prayer,
所以可能经过数几个小时的祷告跟等候
，get more and more angry.
好，我的里面的那个怒气越来越大。
And then the Lord say,
然后主最后对我说
，be kind.
神对我说了两个字，对我说了两个字，英文 be kind， 那就说你要。
Be kind.
你要有友善，良善。
I said, Lord, is that all you can say?
我说主，就这两句话，两个字吗？就对我说你要友善，就这两个字吗？我等了这么久。
And I tell you, when you hear God, when those words "be kind" comes into your heart, faith arises.
当我听到这两个字的时候，要有良善的。
You're filled with it changes your mind.
然后信心从我里面升起，然后完全改变我的思想。
Not only does God speak to you, He doesn't waste His words. When you hear them, faith comes.
所以当神对我们说话，他没有一句废话，他的话就直接激发了我们里面的信心。
And immediately your heart melts.
然后那一瞬间，你的心都会柔软。
And then you feel, look at yourself, say, 你真系衰你。
such a bad boy.
Yeah, I shouldn't be like this.
然后你就突然就很
So you turn from Lord, this is injustice, to Oh Lord, I'm so bad.
然后你突然就是很义愤填膺的对神说啊，这个很不公平、不公义。然后突然当神对你说话之后，你的态度变成哦，是哦，主，真的我自己很不好。
So I'm telling you, be warned, right? You may say, I'm going to fast, I'm going to pray until I hear God. You'll be surprised what He says.
所以当你要下定你立定心智，你要去。祷告禁食来听你神对你说话，所以当神真的对你说话的时候，你不要惊
奇。After many hours of prayer, just two words, be kind.
所以当我花了数几个小时的祷告以后，神给我讲了两个字。
That's God.
你要
友善。Hallelujah.
这就是我们的神。
Hallelujah. You see, God is kind.
我们的神是良善的神。
Even though we don't deserve it, but He's kind to us.
很多时候，当然我们不配的，但是仍然以恩来这样对待我们。
So if God is good and God is kind, why can't we trust Him?
所以如果我们的神是好的是善的神为什么不相信他呢
Why can't we believe that he's forgiven us?
为什么不相信神其实已经原谅了我们呢
God is omnipresent.
神是 无所不在的
It means he's everywhere.
无处不在的他是哪里都在
In other words, when you made that mistake, he was there.
所以尽管在我们过往犯错误的时候神也是在那里
Whatever we have done, whatever injustice we suffer, whatever sin we committed,God was there. He saw it. He knew it. He's kind. He's good to you.
所以就算在我们的过往当中，我们的错误决定我们做了一些犯罪也好，不公义的事情也好，我们但是神在我们的错误当中都是与我们同在的。
Because He's there, He's already fixed your future.
就是因为神看到他知道我们一切的过犯，神在将来会处理掉我们的。
And God is outside time.
神是不受时间限制的。
In other words, He can see past, present, and future all in the same time.
神把过去、现在、将来的时间是同一时间可以看到的。
That's why God can plan knowing what you're going to mistake you made and the successes He already planned in the future.
所以因为神根据你过往做的你的错误和来在未来做一个决定。
God sees your past, present, and future all at the same time.
神对我们的过去、现在、将来发生的事情可以在同一时间看见。
That's why we should have confidence in Him.
所以我们需要对我们的神有这样的信心。
And His plan for you is only good.
神对我们的计划一定是好的。
His thoughts for you are only good.
神向我们所怀的意念一定是好的意念。
Amen.
Amen.
So how can God fail? He can't.
所以神怎么可能失败呢？不可能的。
Because His character is good.
因为他的本性，他的神性就是善，就是好
的。We're in a mess.
我们全是那个很糟糕的。
But God is good to you.
但是神却恩待我们。
God knows.
神都知道一切。
Amen.
Amen.
You will find, brothers and sisters, many of your problems today is solved by things that somehow happened to you 10, 20 years ago.
可能我们今天所犯的错误根源起源于我们在很多年前别人对我们做的一些事情。
Have you ever experienced that?
大家有没有这样的经历呢?
And then you realize, hey, God already knew my future 20 years ago.
可能在当时我们很多年前犯错误的时候二十年后神都已经知道我们的未来会怎样。
You may even think, I've studied the wrong subject.
你可能觉得你学习的科目是错的。
I remember when I was doing my A-levels.
我记得我在读高中的时候。
Because I picked the wrong subjects.
我当时选科目选错了。
I ended up studying two science and history.
所以我都选了两门科学，然后一门是历史。
And I remember my chemistry teacher said to me, "Why do you study history? You're a scientist."
然后当时我记得我的化学老师对我说，为什么你会选历史呢？你是一个跟搞科研的人呐。
I said, "I don't know, you know."I suppose I'm not good enough for a third science.
可能当时我就说，是不是我对那个学三门科学，我的成绩不够好，不够聪明呢
？Because I wasn't very clever.
因为当时我觉得自己不够聪明。
You think about it. When I was in the sixth form, two science and one history, my future not going to be very bright.
但是看着我当时选的那个科目，两门科学和一门历史，觉得我的未来可能没有什么好期待的。
And I used to worry a lot.
当时我也很担心。
And then everybody would say, hey, what A levels are you taking? I said, yeah, you know. I never told them I'm doing history as well.
当时其实他们问我、那个高中要选什么科目的时候我都不是很自信没有告诉他们我会选历史这一科。
So I thought it was my failure.
当时在我眼中看作是一个好像失败之作。
I was embarrassed about it.
我当时自己很自我惭愧
But did you know, brothers and sisters, because of my history, I could study theology.
就是因为我以前学的历史呢，现在可以让我帮助我神学。
That's why I am half a scientist and half a theologian.
所以我是有一半科研的那种背景，然后也有神学的背景。
Amen. Because of my history, I could actually study the Bible, go to Bible college and study, and it made it easier for me.
所以就是因为当时我在高中时候学了历史这门课，所以在我之后读神学的时候，会让我的那个学习的过程更顺，更容易。
So even if you think you made a mistake, God has planned it. God, before I was saved, God knew that I had to study Bible and also science.
所以就是在我自己在还不知道这些所有的计划之前，神都知道我将来要学可能科学跟这个神学同时。
Amen. Hallelujah. God is good.
神是好的神。Amen.
Now, in Mark chapter 12, verse 30 to 31,
在马可福音十二
章, it says, you shall love your Lord, your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and your strength. And the second, he says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.There is no other commandment greater than these.
马可福音十二章二啊三十到三十一节说，你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。第二是要爱邻如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
In these two commandments, you need to love three people.
在这两条诫命当中，我们需要爱三个人。
One is God.
第一是你的神。
One is your neighbor.
第二是你的邻舍。
And who's the third person?
那么第三个人是谁呢？
Yourself.
我们自己。
If yourself is not important, why is it part of the commandment?
如果你自己不重要，为什么神会把这个放在两大诫命当中呢？
Amen.
Amen.
You need to love yourself. You need to tell yourself you're all right.
所以我们要爱，学会爱我们自己。
Yeah, 你可以的。
告诉我们自己 ，You can.
You're all right.
你是好的。
Amen. You look in yourself mirror. You are forgiven and you are okay.
所以看着那个镜子，对我们自己说：“你已经被原谅、被饶恕了，而且你是好的。”
Hallelujah. So therefore, brothers and sisters, you need to set ourselves free and begin to love yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要来释放我们自己，来饶恕
自己。Loving yourself is not in the vanity way, in the worldly way. It means I accept myself.
所以我们讲这个释放自己，不是说按照属世的方法，而是来接纳我们自己。
I'm happy with who I am.
我按照我自己的本相来接纳我自己。
God made me like this.
这是神创造我的样式。
Amen. In my eyes, I am loved by God.
在我的眼中，我知道我是被神所爱的。
Because the Bible tells me so.
因为圣经这样告诉我。
And I believe it.
我也相信。
God has forgiven me.
我相信神饶恕我。
If God loves you, why can't you love yourself?
如果神都爱我。为什么我不能爱我自己呢？
Amen. That's not being prideful. That's just accepting the truth.
不是说我们很自傲，而是说我们接受这样一个事实。
How do you know the devil is speaking to you? How do you know the devil is ruling the world?
如何知道仇敌对你说话，这个仇敌在毁坏这个世界呢？
Notice nearly everything I said is exactly the opposite of what the world tells you.
因为我今天对你说的每一句话，其实跟这个世界常识告诉你的是完全相反的。
And this is what the young people suffer from.
这也是很多年轻的一代人他们所遭受的。
And then in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 to 14, he say, Brothers, I do not consider...that I have my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to that lies ahead, I press on towards the goal of the prize that of upward calling, of call of God in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书三章十三到十四节说，弟兄们，你们我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事情，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。
So let's settle it today. So let's settle it today.
好，让我们今天讲清楚。
I am forgiven.
我被原谅了。
Because God is good.
因为我的神是善。
God is kind.
神是良善的神。
He was there.
神在那里。
He holds my future.
神知道我的未来。
Amen. I am forgiven because God is good.
我被原谅是因为神是良善的神。
He's kind to me.
神对我有爱，对我好。
Amen. And if God loves me, I will love myself.
如果神爱我，我也会爱我自己。
I can accept myself.
我也能接纳我自己。
Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to tell yourself this.
我们要不断地告诉我们自己，我们是被接纳的。
Now, once you understood this,
当我们明白这个道理的时候，
forget your past because you can't do anything about it.
那这个时候我们就要忘记过往，忘记背后，因为对于过去的事情我们不能做任何的改变。
Paul is saying this in Philippians because he said, "I'm the greatest of sinners."
因为 保罗这里说，他说我是罪人之罪。
Paul persecuting the church.
因为当时保罗得救之前，他是逼迫教会的。
I tell you, that is a pretty heavy guilt.
这其实一个很极大的一种负罪感。
It's a big mistake.
是一个很大的错误。
Amen. That you persecuted God.
就你逼迫教会，就是在逼迫神。
And it's not because you found that in some Bible study, because Jesus appeared and told you off.
因为并不是说你在神学当中找到，而是耶稣出现在你面前来对你指证出来。
He look at him. He's in trouble.
就是他好像他惨了、啊、
Highly educated.
他是一个为、受过高等教育的人。
And yet he persecuted the church.
但是他却逼迫主的教会。
Jesus appeared and told him off.
主耶稣出现在他面前亲口对他说。
Amen. And yet Paul can say, I can forget that.
但是保罗却说我可以忘记。
If Paul can forget it, we can forget it.
如果我保罗都可以做到，那我们今天也可以做到。
And press on.
我们要努力面前
Lay hold of the future.
我们要抓住我们的将来。
And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, whatever God lays before us is much better than what we think.
所以我们要相信神在我们面前为我们摆设的比我们自己想象的更好。
Amen.
Amen.
God can make you far more fruitful, far better than you think.
神会比我们所想所求的让我们更加的丰盛，更加的有果效。
And that's all God wants us to do today.
这也是神想让我们今天所做的。
So then you say to me, Pastor, where do we begin?
那你会说，牧师啊，那我应该从什么时候地方开始？虽然我明白，我应该从哪里开始呢？我也明白你在说什么。
You already said it many times before.
你可能以前也讲了很多次了。
You already preached it many times.
你已经讲了很多次了。
We need to keep preaching, keep telling ourselves we need to forgive ourselves.
因为我们不断的去分享，我们不断的去告诉我们自己，我们要原谅我们自己。
To love ourselves.
因为我们要学会爱我们自己。
Amen. So where do we begin?
那我们到底从哪里开始呢？
Let's go back to last week's scripture.
让我们回到上周讲到的那个经文。
The apostles in Luke chapter 17, verse 5 to 6, the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith."
在路加福音十七章五到六节，这里使徒对主说：“请加增我们的信心。”
Pastor, how do we forgive ourselves?
所以你会问我说：“牧师啊，我要怎么原谅我自己呢？”
Then I said, "Did you not listen last week?"
你难道没有听我上周的讲道吗？
It is by faith.
就是凭着信心。
So the right question is, increase our faith, Lord.
所以我们的问题说：“主啊，求你加增我们的信心。”
And Jesus said, "If you have the faith of the mustard seed."If you have the faith of the mustard seed,
主说，如果你若有一个像芥菜种一样的信心
，What is the faith of the mustard seed, guys?
芥菜种有多么大呢？多么大的信心呢
？A decision,
就是一个源于一个决定。
你决定
，decision.
I decided to forgive myself.
我决定，我做立定心智来原谅我自己。
And allow God to take you through the process.
然后允许神来带你经过一个过程。
I've decided to love myself.
我要决定来爱我自己
saying, let God do the work.
然后让神来做他的工作
and let the faith increase.
然后神加增我们的信心
so that one day you truly, truly can live with your chains broken.
所以让我们有一天真正的我们的枷锁被打破然后得一个过自由的生活
and that you are free.
得完全得自由的生命
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, let's pray.
Hallelujah, 让我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
we ask you, O God, to increase our faith.
主求你加增我们的信心
that we can tell ourselves, Lord.
让我们可以告诉我们自己
God loves us.
神爱我
We have been forgiven.
我已经被神所饶恕
We have been forgiven.
我已经被神所原谅
So Father, I just pray right now that you break the chains.
主祷告，现在你就打破我们的枷锁。
Break the chains that bind us.
打破那些捆绑我们的枷锁。
And I just pray for brothers and sisters here and online.
主为我们在教会当中和在网上的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let us forget things of the past.
让我们忘记背后，忘记过往的事。
Let go.
让我们可以放手。
And so today,
在今天这个时候
we're going to sow the mustard seed of faith.
让我们撒下这个芥菜种一样的信心
By making a decision
就是我们今天要做这个决定
Lord
主啊
I have decided
我下定决心
To forgive myself
我要来决定来原谅我自己
To love myself
我要下定决心来爱我自己
And I thank you
谢谢你主
That you are good to me
你对我是好的。
You are kind to me.
主，你的良善来待我。
And you are merciful to me.
你怜悯我。
I thank you, Lord.
我谢谢你，我的主。
I just pray, Lord, that you bless every person here.
主，我祷告你祝福我们这里每一个人。
That Lord, in our jobs, in our careers, in everyday life.
主，在我们每天的生活，我们的工作职场上。
May you touch people's lives through us.
愿你借着我们的生命来触摸更多的生命。
May people really sense the forgiveness of God.
愿人民借着我们来感受到饶恕的大能。
And they can see themselves forgiven.
也是让他们看到他们的生命被原谅、被饶恕。
Because we are merciful people.
因为我们带着神的怜悯来恩。
Whatever we do, Lord, help us to show mercy.
主要不管我们做什么，让我们都带着怜悯。
Show kindness, Lord.
带着良善。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
谢谢你，主。
Hallelujah.
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 Brothers and sisters, before we worship, let's stand.
弟兄姊妹，当我们站立起来。
Let God take you through the process.
让神带我们经历那个过程。
That we keep going upwards.
让我们不断的是往上走。
To see the goodness of God.
让我们不断的见证神的良善。
And you realize.
让我们意识到。
That I am forgiven.
我们是被神所饶恕的。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.Spirit of God, lift me up. In our lives. And I just pray that there will be greater success in our lives.
Yes,
and you know that I normally don't pray this. I believe God will bless you, brothers and sisters. As you hear the economy gets worse, you will be more blessed. As you hear the world is struggling, you will be more blessed. And that's because God wants you to show mercy. God wants you to show mercy to those who are in need. So when you see God bringing success into your life, remember, be merciful to those who are in need. Many may not know Jesus, but because of your mercy, because of your love, many will be touched. Some will be in the church. Some will be outside the church. Wherever they are, God has placed you in the right place. Because in such a time as this, the world and this nation needs God. And God will shine through you. And that in you,
在我们的里面,
God will make you do good things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will make your character shine. That's why you need to love yourself. Don't stop the glory of God from shining.
不要阻止神的荣耀来在你里面发光,
through you.
借着你的生命发光,
you need to forgive yourself.
Don't
stop God's love from really being imparted through you. God's mercy flowing through you. God's forgiveness flowing through you. So when God bless you, remember, He's delivered you in order for you to deliver others. So right now, Father, I pray for the anointing to fall upon us. To fall upon this congregation and those people who are online, those people who are listening on YouTube. Let the anointing come upon us. As the glory of God cover us. And Lord, that we may impart mercy. The love of God. To deliver those who are in captivity.
对那些在被掳被役的主来释放他们
Father let the anointing fall upon us today
主耶你的恩膏来领导我们
If God is speaking to you you lift up your hand
如果你知道今天神来对你说话 你举起你的手
and let the anointing settle on you
愿这个神的恩膏来领导你 来领受 神的恩膏
Spirit of God Lift up your hand Let the anointing fall on you
让我举起我的手领受神的恩膏
Fill this temple From the Father's heart Let the rivers flow Mercy so deep Faithful and empty Spirit of God Bless every family.
主求你祝福我们的每个家庭,
Bless every person.
我们的每个会众,
Protect us, Lord.
主保守我们,
this week.
在这周当中,
and may your spirit come to us.
主愿你的圣灵充满我们,
fellowship with us.
与我们团契,
bring us the peace.
赐给我们平安,
the hope and the joy.
主要让我们, 充满喜乐,
to us and our children.
也充满我们的孩子和我们的心,
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名,
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐，如果大家需要祷告，给大家。